Yeah. Yeah, you want to run in and go buy some? I got the diesel, so you run in.
Hi, Adam. How are you doing today, man?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Pretty well, man. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I see here you're just speaking with CJ, and he got you pre-qualified for this opportunity we have here today. With that as well, he sent over your file, just giving me a quick breakdown of your business, which I'm going to get into just to make sure I'm only getting you what you need. But before I do that, is there anything I could answer for you that you maybe have questions on?
I guess just kind of like, well, what do you guys really do with the Google ads? Do you guys put the ads on Google for me, or do you pay Google, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we're a partner of Google, as well as a partner of pretty much every other brand that's associated with digital marketing, like Apple, Yelp, Amazon, Bing, Safari, what have you. So we take care of course, your Google presence, as well as everything clear across the internet. We're really like an all-in-one digital marketing agency.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. I want to give you some accurate quotes, but it's all really dependent on you as a business, what you need and what's going to fit you best. So jumping right into this, tell me about My Leaf Legends. You're like a landscaping company?
Nope, we're a local tree service. We do
stump grinding,
removal, trimming, pruning, smaller landscape jobs. I'll do log clearings. Pretty much everything, you know, besides like one thing I don't do is like landscape block or anything like that. I'm not equipped.
Okay. Okay, so no landscaping, primarily like tree services, is that what I'm getting, and like land clearing?
Yep, basically. Yep.
Awesome, man. Cool. Now with that, I assume you're servicing both residential and commercial, right?
Yep.
Sweet. And I see here you have a website up and running. I see you have an Angie's Leads Home Advisor page up and running, as well as also a Google page. Now, are you doing anything else currently for marketing and outreach?
No, just your door-to-door and word of mouth.
Nice. And what would you say is working out the best for you right now?
So far, I guess Angie's has been working all right, but otherwise, word of mouth, basically.
Oh, well, nice. That's pretty rare to find that much success off of word of mouth, especially in today's day and age. And if you honestly did great with Angie's Leads, if you're doing well with them, being positioned on Google, essentially in a place that everyone's going to use, not have to click to and actually get to, like Angie's Leads, you're going to find a really great place and just some consistent work. And that's exactly what we'll do for you. So looking at all of that, man, I definitely think we have a place for you. I think we'll definitely be able to benefit your business, help it grow. Essentially, of course, we're going to take care of Google, all aspects of it with the Google ads specifically. That way, when people are searching up any type of tree service, your business is going to be the first option that they see at the very top of those searches on Google. Like I said, we'll also carry that over to everything else like Yelp, Bing, Safari, the voice searches like Amazon, Siri, the map searches like Apple, Google, and everything in between. That way, if someone has their own preference that's aside from Google on how they search up things, we'll make sure that you still show up on those other platforms as one of the first options. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Did you hear me? Oh, my bad. If I didn't hear me.
Yeah, I thought I lost you there. My bad. All good, Adam.
Yep.
We also do carry this over to Facebook for you. We put out about 400 individual ads on Facebook alone as well, which are really great because they're all targeted. So if someone goes as so much as, like, say something along the lines of that they need some type of tree work done, if they're doing searches or anything like that, we can have your advertisement on Facebook show up right in front of them, which is just great marketing because more likely than not, they would probably already see your business on the internet from doing their searches on their own. So it'd probably be a second look for them altogether, you know?
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, and with all this, it's perfectly tailored to you. It's not some cookie-cutter package. you get an account manager as well as a team of specialists underneath them that do a range of things for you. We give you some really good insight, some analytics that show you things like the new jobs we're getting you, the new leads, the calls, even down to the click we're producing, and even the location on the map this traffic is coming from. And so you'll be able to view all that, but so will the account manager and its team. That way they can really hone in and find the specific areas that are giving you a lot of work. And for you, they'll actually target into those areas to make sure we're really maximizing the amount of jobs that are coming through. So like I said, this is pretty much going to cover all your bases for you. There's really honestly nothing outside of this you'll need for marketing and advertising. It pretty much does it for you to find consistent work year-round. Now, for this pricing, let me see here. How long have you been in business for?
It's been 1 year now. So July 29th will be 1 year.
Wow. Well, congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying.
Yeah. Well, let me go ahead. I have a discount that I can apply for you because with you being so brand new, I can get that for you. One moment. We have it specifically for our newly established businesses like yourself because we still do consider you one. Awesome. Yep. So I went ahead and applied that for you, Adam. And with this, it's a month-to-month cost. There's without any contract, we don't feel the need to pin you down to this because this product speaks for itself. Once you actually get it rolling, it's amazing. It's a night and day difference. So we just want the opportunity to show you that. However, with that discount, it actually took off 50% of its normal cost for this package. So you'd be looking at a month-to-month rate of $549 a month, and that's a fixed rate for you. We'll maintain that discounted rate for as long as you have us.
Okay, so $549 a month, huh? All right.
Yes, sir.
Would you guys manage my website then, too, if I decided to?
Would you manage
my website, too, or?
Yeah, well, actually, with this, if you wanted us to, we could just recreate you a whole entirely new one. Not to say your current one looks bad, but I think we could do a few improvements on here and still take care of it, manage it for you, maintain it, as well as if you ever wanted to make any changes, make any additions, that's fully available to you as well with no additional cost.
No additional cost, huh? All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm kind of liking that. So you guys would take over then and manage it right away. What would you all need for that?
Yeah, so how this would turn out, so we'd get you paid up for the first 30 days today. Immediately on this same call, I'm going to schedule with you on our onboarding. It's about a 45-minute plus call with one of our specialists. They get deep dive, get all the information that I don't get from you, as well as set up those avenues for exactly things like that, like to access your Google page, access that website so we get the stuff we need to bring it over. And once we get those access points and whatever documentation we need, it's pretty much hands off for you. The only thing we really expect you to do past that first week of helping us set up is just picking up the phone and doing the jobs you so choose.
Okay. And then for the pictures and all that stuff, you guys probably need all that too, or not?
Yeah, that would be amongst the things we'd get within that first week. The pictures, documentation of any licensing or anything we might need, as well as, of course, those access points to, like, your Facebook, the Google, the website. And like I said, that's all done generally within the first 7 days. And then past that, really the only thing we maybe want to have you submit because of the line of work you do is just your jobs. That way we can have some updated pictures for your advertisements.
Yep. Okay. Is there any way we could set up you guys can go through it with me before I decide, an onboard call or whatever, a Zoom call or whatever, so you guys can kind of show me everything that you guys do? Is that possible to set up?
Yeah. I mean, I could go through that with you right now. Would you like to see an example of a website we could create for you? I can send
that kind of stuff, and you know what I mean, before I decide, because if you think about $550 a month, it's not that much really for marketing, but yet with what I got going right now and everything, and still trying to I don't know if I told the other guy I just started a new crew, I got rid of my old crew and I got new guys.
Uh-huh.
I was having issues with the other guys and stuff, and with this line of work, it's hard to find good help.
Right.
So, I got a guy that started today, and I got another guy starting tomorrow, so.
Yeah. Well, let me go through this with you.
You know,
Let me give you some tangible stuff that we can go through. I just sent over real quick. This is the first thing we can go through. It's going to be a sample of the website we can create for you. You'll get three different looks on there, of course, on the computer, but you can also see we make all of our sites mobile friendly. So regardless of what device they're going to be looking from, you're still going to be taken care of. You'll still have a sleek looking website. And like I said, this is all tailored to you specifically, exactly what you want on it. And, with all your own pictures, logos, what have you.
Okay. It's Local Splash. That's your company then? Local Splash.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Local Splash.
Okay.
Been around for,
how long you guys been around?
20 years.
Years?
20.
Oh, 20 years, huh? Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I'm sending you over our homepage as well. Let's go through that real quick once you get a good look at that sample website. Cause we've just been talking about the package and I definitely want to let you know who we are as a company. So when you have that homepage open for me, let me know. The first thing you should see is take control of your online presence. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'll show you my phone. I can hear and do that quick. I was just kind of like looking at your guys' you guys got some complaints I see on Better Business Bureau. Why is that? You don't mind me asking.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, it's the platform itself. If you really look over Better Business Bureau in general, a majority of the people who leave reviews, regardless of the business, they go there to complain. It's not really somewhere the general public goes to glorify a business. Like majority of, like if you go on Disneyland's Better Business Bureau, kind of in the same boat as us where almost entirely it's just bad reviews. So it's not really a platform to look on about the success stories in all honesty. And really that only turns out to two individual people and almost every single one of them. They're either people that have called us up. It's not like you where we call them out. They heard about us from one way or another and they call us up and they retain our services. But the thing is they're in rural areas where they just don't have a supply of work. So they get the exposure, but simply because there isn't actual jobs out there, there isn't anything to supply to them, even with the exposure. And then that's not the case with us, because with you, we do our own due diligence before we call out. We look into the area. We look at the kind of searches that are being done before we even feel comfortable in calling out and representing that open position. And then on the other side of things, it's the cold calling. It's these business owners who are in the middle of a job a lot of the times, and we call them up in the middle of work, and they think we're a prospect or a potential job when it turns out we're trying to essentially bring them on board, and they just get mad about that, which I can understand. I mean, time is very precious, especially when you're a standalone service person, essentially just working for yourself all the time is really worthwhile. So when someone interjects on that, I can see why they get mad about it.
Okay. And then this where it's like 50% off, how long does that go for then? Would that be 1 year or what do you guys do with that?
So
if you guys going rates like $1,000, right?
Yeah. Cause for this package, it would be generally about $1,100 a month with a $299 setup fee. However, if I could sign you on today, that discount for the 50, or a little bit over 50%, well, it's right at 50 with this one, would maintain for as long as you have us. That discounted rate would never go up on you. Also, if I could get you down today, that $299 setup fee, I could waive entirely. So it'd only be the cost of that discounted monthly rate to start you off for that $549.
All right. Well, I guess I'd be interested in doing that. If they're going to do all that, I'd be interested.
Awesome. So, yeah, let's get this going. I'm going to get some basic information for you, and we'll get you paid up and get your onboarding scheduled to start off with. What are your hours of operation looking like?
Because I do emergency services, it'd be 24/7, but otherwise my main operation hours is like 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Is
Monday
that Monday through Friday? Monday through Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah.
But you do offer emergency 24/7. Gotcha. And with this, are you licensed or insured?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, with this, we are, of course, going to market you for everything that you offer. But within that, we're also able to target specific jobs. Do you have anything that's a niche of yours or maybe just a project that you prefer that's a real moneymaker that we could target with and focus on?
It would be like your removal service. Your removal service would be the main one that I try to do.
Okay. And anything you want to stay away from, any specific jobs that you just can't stand getting?
Basically like your, like stomp, just stump grinding. I don't want just stumps because there's really no money in it for me because I don't have a stump grinder yet. So if it's just stumps, I kind of would hesitate on it. Now, if there's stumps after we do the tree work, I can go rent one, and then that's typically what I do there. So.
Okay. Gotcha.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. When there's just a stump there and you show up just to grind down a stump, it's not near as well paying nor worth your time and effort if you have to go rent a whole entire machine just to do a singular stump or maybe even just two or three. It's not the same job as cutting down a whole tree, grinding it down, and everything within that.
Yep.
And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
Your St. Cloud would be one, Monticello, Buffalo, the Maple Grove. Basically, northern suburbs of the cities, and then central Minnesota, so anywhere around central Minnesota, up to like a 100-mile radius from my location of Bolas.
Okay, great. Now, Adam, I have your first name spelled here as A-D-A-M. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And what is your last name?
Marosla, M-R-O-S-L-A.
M-R-O-S.
L-A.
Okay, thank you. It broke up there for a moment. And then what's a good email for you?
AdamM@MyLeafLegends.com.
Great. Now, for a billing address for you here, I see that we have 1548 Great River Road. Is that a good one for you?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, great. Now, one moment, Adam. I'm just getting these discounts applied for us. I appreciate your patience here real quick. All right, great. I got those all applied for us. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Let's see here. Hold on 1 second. Wait a second. All right, so it'd be a Visa.
Great, and I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
All right, it'd be 5143-7724. 5220-3277.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
09-28.
Thank you. And the CV code as well, please.
559.
Great. Now, Adam, with this, we give you a business line. It goes directly to you, but it does a couple things for you. It does a really in-depth analytics, so we're getting the most out of this marketing, can really look into it deeply, but also it serves as some security for you. It weeds out a lot of the spam and spoof calls you would have gotten otherwise from this exposure. But even with that, because of the climate on the internet, the likelihood of you still getting maybe a few trickle through that are spam or spoof calls is kind of likely. So we want to prevent anything malicious from happening at all. With that, we set up a security question. Essentially, if we ever call you up and you're just suspicious it's not us and you want to make sure it is, you would ask us this question and we would immediately answer it for you. So for that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use for the security question?
First pet.
And what's the answer for that?
Trigger. I have a dog named Trigger.
That's cool. I haven't heard that one before.
So it'd be T-R-I-G-G-E-R.
Gotcha. All right, and then just one more thing I have to actually do before I'm able to process the payment itself. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, Adam, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me. I'll be happy to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Leaf Legends.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Adam Marosla.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could open up your phone contacts for me, Adam, I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one we contact you from here on out, as well as how you contact us. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Yep.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yep, I will.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
As in, such as?
Yeah, if you just hire on to someone that's going to do any type of online marketing for you, you just let us know about it so we can accommodate in the best way possible.
All right, yeah. No, I agree.
Awesome. And we've touched base on this already, but do you agree to really be, like, have some fluid communication with us in the first 7 days? It really helps everything get off the ground and get moving as soon as possible. And like I said, it's generally the majority of your own heavy lifting that you actually have to do is done within that first week. So if you could please just stay on top of that, do you agree to just be fluent with our communication in the first first 7 days?
Yes.
Awesome. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 21st, 2025, in the amount of $549. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $549. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Great. And just to make sure, can I get the expiration date one more time as well as the CV code?
Okay. Expiration 928 and CVC is 559.
Okay. Let's see. Give it 30 seconds real quick.
Everything good then?
I'm trying to process it. There's some type of issue with like just the processing. It said something along the cards. Here, let's try to get the card number just one more time, just to make sure I have that correct.
Okay, hold on one second.
Sure thing.
All right, you ready for the number?
Yes.
It is 5143-7724-5220-3277.
Thank you.
Yep.
And just to make sure, Adam, your last name is spelled M-R-O-S-L-A?
M-R-O-S-L-A, yep.
Okay, great. And is this a MasterCard?
I think this is, it is a MasterCard. My bad. Yeah. That's probably why you're probably having issues. Yeah. It's a MasterCard. My bad.
All good. All good. No problem.
I thought it was Visa, but yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, because I have an Apple Pay and everything. It should be good to go.
Yeah. And just to double check, the security code is 559, that's correct?
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, it's saying there's some type of cryptographic failure.
Why would that be?
Yeah, and just to make sure
that... You guys are from, you're out of California or whatever?
Yeah, we're out of California. I mean, are you getting any notice by chance? It usually says
no, I haven't got
security
notice. No emails, nothing yet. Yeah, hold on here, I'm looking. Yeah, because if I ask to clear, if it's okay, you know what I mean, and I'm trying to see it. Oh, right here. Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, you're 600 or no? Wait, no, that ain't it. Yeah, I don't know why it didn't go on. That's
interesting. Would you by chance have a
number,
different
right?
Yeah, I got the card number.
I'll use a different card. I'll just use a different card. It's fine.
Okay. Okay,
so whenever
great.
You guys
ready
are ready
that.
With that one, I give you this one.
Yeah, I'm ready
right.
for it.
414-7-0987-2920-5641.
And the expiration date, please?
0228, and then security code is 585.
And what kind of card is this?
That one is a Visa. I looked in the corner. That one's for sure a Visa. It's probably one. They typically use a credit card or whatever. So. That one should go through.
Okay. You said 02 of 28 as well?
Yep.
Okay. Let me get that card number one more time, please. I don't know why it's not taking that
is
one.
Is it really?
But yeah. Just one more
for real?
Just one more time to
see. Oh, because, okay. Okay, hold on one second. Yep. All right. 414-0987-2920-5641. Did it work or so?
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. And you said the expiration date was 02 of 28, security
yeah.
code 585.
Yep. And I didn't get no email or nothing. My card's not locked, nothing like that. So I don't know what the
right.
deal is.
Yeah, it's saying invalid card number, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because it's 414-0987-2920-5641. 0228-585.
Interesting.
And it's not working.
Yeah, let me see what I can do.
I don't think there's no I don't think there's no like limit on this one. I'm pretty sure there ain't. So I don't know why I'd have a limit on it.
Right. Here, let me see something real quick. I apologize for this. This is abnormal.
No, that's fine. I get it.
I've never had this set up for me before.
Well, do you want to try another credit card?
Yeah, we might as well.
It's not working, though. I don't know why it's not working, though. That's just because I just used that card not too long ago, though.
Yeah, let's try one more and see if we can get that done.
Okay.
I'm ready for that whenever you are.
All right, 4465-4206-2746-1866.
Thank you, and the expiration date, please.
That one is 11/28/698.
And what kind of card is this?
Let's see. That's a Visa as well. That's Visa.
Okay. So I took that one. Let's try processing it now.
Yeah, that one went through, it looks like, for some reason. I don't know why the other one went through.
Yeah, it did. Thank you
for holding on. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm
going to reach out to our billing and see what's up with that, because I've never seen anything like that happen before, where back-to-back two different payment cards didn't go through.
That,
it wasn't
that
even
is
giving
weird.
Me, like, it wasn't giving me, like, declined. It wasn't saying it was a security or anything. It was saying things I've never seen. So right after this, I'm going to reach out to our billing head and see what's going on with them. But
I mean, like I said, it's California. It's, you know what I mean, compared to, you know, where I'm at in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So,
but we're a national brand. I have clients that have signed up from Minnesota before and it didn't have that issue. So I think it's something with our system that's going on, and I'm going to get that corrected for sure. But I do want to congratulate you, man, and welcome you onto the team. I think this is going to be the start of a long lasting relationship. I think it's going to work out great for you. It's really going to improve your business a lot. There's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email just giving you our terms and conditions. I would need you to sign off real quick. And then as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Okay.
It'll say something along the lines of click here to accept subscription terms. And I'll have a little link you can click into to view them.
Do I have to do that right now then? So I'll go to my text, you're saying, and then click on that. Click here, terms and conditions. Yep. Okay, I see what you're saying. I agree. Just hit I agree. Certified.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, agree, and then I'll have you, like, type in your name.
All right. And, yeah, it won't let me scroll down anymore, though.
If you're on your phone, try turning it sideways. When you do it long ways, sometimes it'll get stuck like that.
Okay, hold on here. Otherwise, I can do the manage extensions. No. There's a button you can go. Oh, yeah, right here. Request mobile website. Maybe that's what I have to do. Yep. Okay. Now I should be able to do that. No, it's still doing it. So you said turn it sideways, huh?
Yeah, turn it sideways, and then it should allow you to scroll the
way
down.
Yep, I see. Yep, you're right. You're right. I just hit confirm then, so it should be good.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. Like I said, this is about a 45-minute.
Can I put you on hold quick? Because I got that new employee calling. I'm going to answer this and call you.
Go ahead. Take care of that. I'll be right here.
Still there? Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. It's about a 45-minute plus call. We have availability today. We headed out for lunch, so in about an hour is when we'll open back up for those calls. And then we'll have like, we do it in hour blocks. So, we're available pretty much for the rest of the day today, or if you can't do today, we can do later this week, anytime. What works best for you?
I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Can we plan for tomorrow or something? Or later this
100%.
Week or whatever?
Yeah, 100%. Let me see real quick. All right, so you're in Central Standard Time. We open up tomorrow at 9 a.m., and then we close at 6 p.m. So we do it in hour blocks. What time would work best for you?
Let's do the later in the evening, probably like around 5:36, if that works. Or
yeah, would 5 o'clock work
for
you?
4:30, yeah, 5 o'clock would work, whatever. I know you said it takes an hour or something, so.
Yeah, let's do 5 o'clock for you. That's no problem. And the phone number that we're on, the 320-267-6255 is the best way to reach you?
Yep, that's correct.
All right. One moment. I'm just scheduling that out for us. All right. Well, I went ahead and sent that over, sent an invite to you via email. I'll actually be at the start of that call tomorrow just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get the two of you acquainted. Otherwise, we're all good to go. I just recommend maybe just to speed up the process so you don't have to soak so much into this. Just get like your login credentials together for like Google, Facebook, wherever you're hosting your website, what have you. Maybe your insurance and licensing available, and I guess whatever pictures you'd like us to have. And as long as you have all that together, we can get things rolling for you really quick. But otherwise, we're all good to go.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. I'll do that then. I'll have it all ready for tomorrow.
All right, Adam. Sounds good, man. Again, congratulations. Welcome to the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be a great move and just going to help your business thrive in the long run. But otherwise, I'll talk with you tomorrow evening, and we'll get all this rolling for you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. You take care. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you too. Yep.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.